escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Susan Waldman, the voice of the New York Yankees. Susan, how are you?
Oh, great. 2 hours sleep is enough for anybody, right?
So what happened? What time did you guys get in last night?
I walked in my door 4:15.
Quarter of four?
Yeah.
Why so late? Why not an afternoon game?
Ask the Toronto Blue Jays. I don't know.
They're the ones who made that
schedule? Yeah, ask. For some reason, everybody seems, I know the television rates go up or something at 7 o'clock, whatever. I don't know. We've had a couple of those.
Now, you were dressed very nicely here. I know it's John's birthday today.
It is.
Right?
Happy birthday, John. Yep. It's also George Steinbrenner's birthday.
He would have been 95 or something today, somebody was saying. Is that right?
I think that's a little. Yeah, it might be.
Oh, I don't know.
No, I don't think so. He was born in 1930.
Oh, maybe I have that off. Maybe it was...
No, I don't
You know what it was? I got mixed up. My mother was telling me it was my grandmother's birthday.
Oh, okay.
She would have been 95 today. Well, how old would have George been today?
He was born in 1930. I'm too tired to do the math.
Oh, okay. Yeah, me too. I'm not good at math. All
John
right.
is 87 today. They're having a big party for him, his kids. And
did you already call
him
this morning?
Not this morning. No, it's 11:30. Yeah, pretty soon.
Okay. Maybe we'll call him live on a happy birthday, John. All right. What's up with this Yankees team? You worried about them?
Yes and no. No, because we've been through this before. It's usually not this long, but it usually goes at this pace. A little bit because it's not one thing. You know, you look at the Mets, it's one thing. It's the pitching. Here there's like little fires, little floors there, and you put one out and there's another one, and there's another one today with Clark Schmidt going on the injured list. And, you know, things are, I don't know, I keep saying, and every now and then I'll joke to Boone and say, you can only play who's in the room. I mean, really, what are you going to do? They're there, and that's who you're with. So you try and make the best of it. This is a little alarming because it's everything.
Yeah,
it's defense. It's runners in scoring position, which has been atrocious. Not even atrocious. You know, all the managers now talk about traffic. There's plenty of traffic. You know, one for 16, one for 18. That's awful. It's fine for one game, but over and over and over.
And Volpe seems to be getting the brunt of that to a point where you have to feel bad for him. He keeps coming up with guys on, keeps struggling defensively. Where are you at with Volpe?
Well, here's the whole thing about it. I understand the fans, and I get really mad at people that say the Yankee fans expect too much. No, this has been put out by the organization for decades. You ask anyone in the front office, they'll say, our season is a failure unless we win the World Series. We expect to win the World Series. So I'm really sick of people yelling at Yankee fans to start. Stop it, because this is how, since George walked in the door, that's what this is. So there's generations of people, and they keep doing it now. They haven't stopped. Oh, we'll be competitive. When was the last time you heard that?
Right.
We expect to win the World Series every day. Everyone from the owner on down says. So what? Of course the Yankee fans think that. And you need someone to pick on. He's pretty good at this. He's pretty good at he's like Judge. He can block things out. Do they expect too much? Maybe. Maybe they have.
You think they mishandled him by not... I know he won the job at a spring training, but then they kept him up here, and it's like, okay, sink or swim. Cashman was vehement in defending him in that offseason after his first year. And now it's year three, and it seems like he's regressed.
Well, here's the other thing that is going on. If everyone on this team were doing what they were supposed to be doing, you wouldn't notice, you wouldn't care. He'd bat eighth or ninth, and he'd get his hits. But to expect him to be... Aaron Judge, if Aaron Judge is in his one of his 3-for-25s. I mean, it's a perfect storm. If you want to take one person and pick on them, you can go through everybody. But if everybody were doing what they were supposed to, don't forget, when we went into spring training, DJ LeMahieu was supposed to be the leadoff hitter on this team.
Yeah, again, relying on him.
But that's the whole thing. They rely on things. If this happens, well, what if it doesn't happen? You know, you got, like, right now, here's the thing. You could spend all this money on one of the best pitchers ever in Max Fried, and your left side of the infield is not exactly Jeter and A-Rod.
You know, there was one voice I remember, a very prominent voice, championing for Nolan Arenado in the offseason.
Was that you?
No, that was you.
Not me.
Yes, you wanted a third baseman.
I wanted a third baseman. I didn't want Nolan Arenado. No,
I thought you... I thought you wanted Nolan Arenado, a real third baseman.
No, but I wanted a third baseman that can hit.
Oh. I'm sorry. Maybe I misread that text.
No,
I thought we did talk about that.
No, I know
you
that.
Definitely wanted the third baseman.
Well, quite frankly, from what I'm gathering and from what if I can remember, the front office said.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Has had no interest in Nolan Arenado for just the reason he was on the other side of the bell curve.
Right. Which is understood, but at least he's a professional, puts the bat on the ball, and can play third. Okay, and I'm fine with Arenado. Who's going to play third? Here's what I don't want, and this is what I was going nuts about the last couple of days. Like, I still think the Yankees will be fine. They're held to a higher standard. They're the Yankees. They should be. George set the tone.
But they've set it up every single day. We are not satisfied. How many times have you heard it? And, you know, I love Brian Cashman. How many times has he said it? We are not satisfied unless we win the World Series. If you're five, and you hear that, and all of a sudden you're 30 and you still hear it, you expect it. And when it doesn't happen, that's why I get mad. I get so mad at people who think Yankee fans are spoiled. They're this. No, they've been brought up to think that this is what's going to happen.
And that's how it should be.
And, well, but yes, they don't say. And when somebody said, well, you know, well, Pittsburgh hasn't won in 100, well, then move to Pittsburgh. We live here. We don't live there.
Right. And we'd rather be here with that pressure and with that expectation. It's obviously hard to win a World Series every year. Nobody's expecting that. But the Yankees, they just, to me, like, it shouldn't be acceptable to play their best second baseman at third. Or Ben Rice, and I heard you talking about this on the radio with Dave, how Rice, you know, it's only his fourth game.
Here's the other thing of that, because I looked down and I saw two and I didn't see the other two. And I thought they put, I thought they put Wells back in.
Right.
And they didn't. And this is a kid in his fourth major league game. Really? And
that's catching Devin Williams in a big spot.
But by the way, this team, this team's pitchers, they throw balls into the ground. You need a pitcher in that kind of situation. And I'm not saying Rice isn't going to be a good catcher. And he is. He's fine. He's doing a really good job, and he works really hard, and the pitchers love to throw to him. What I don't like is people – nobody told him that Devin Williams to throw a bad pitch after that. Nobody told Luke Weaver to throw a pitch that was hit out of the park after J.C. Ascaro got the – see, that I don't like. That, you know, that's old-time pitching, and it's a different world, I understand. CeCe would get an extra out because he didn't want you talking to his infielder. Roger Clemens once said to me right to my face, I got out of that because I don't want you guys talking to my infielders. They protected them. They don't, you know, I didn't see CeCe throw home runs after somebody made an error.
Right, so pitchers were picking them up. It's just one thing after another with this team. Now, with all
but that's what I'm saying. That's why I can't. That's why I'm saying it's different, because it's like it's not one thing. It's not runners in scoring. It's not somebody saying we're getting a lot of traffic and we're not driving them in. It's the bullpen, which is overused. It's the defense, which is, you know, good enough, maybe not to win. It isn't
right. I thought it was going to be better this year. Remember, Soto leaves. All right, take that money, the plan B, and spend it elsewhere.
Well, some of them are. The first baseman is as good as it gets. And Bellinger is an all-star.
Terrific.
Every place he plays.
Right, can run.
So there we go. So there's that defense. But to take someone who's a really good second baseman, and that's his position, and put him at third because he can play it, that's who's on the team.
And for what? To accommodate LeMahieu?
Well, but they didn't want to do it the other way around, and I understand that. If you put Jazz at second, and DJ can play third, but what if it really doesn't work and Jazz has to go back to third? Then you're back to where we were last year.
Why can't they get another third baseman?
Well, that is above my pay grade. That's the whole
but
thing. But you can only play with who's in the room, Sal.
Well, that's why I'm not blaming Boone.
No.
I blame the way that... A couple of things. The way that they were built, and then also the organizational philosophy. Like, do you think that development... I do. I'd be curious to get your take. Lack of development with these players. Something's got to be going on. Outside of Aaron Judge, the Yankees have overhyped and missed on these guys, dating back to Gleyber or Gary Sanchez, or now with Volpe, even Austin Wells. I know that's young with Wells and Dominguez, and you still give them a chance, but... A lot of times, Susan, these guys are not being developed up to the expectations that we've heard about.
Well, there are a lot of people like that. When Clint Frazier walked in the door, we heard he had that great bat speed, and you know, he was very busy striking out, so we didn't see a lot of that bat speed. There are a lot of people like that, you know, and just think of somebody had written, and it's because it's what's right in front of you, and we don't know what goes on. We don't know why. For example, let's take a look at the bullpen. Everyone's screaming about Mark Leiter, okay? Mark Leiter, when he doesn't strike people out, people hit ground balls again.
BT wanted them cut, for the record. Not me. BT said to have Mark Leiter cut the other day.
Well, you know, his arm has fallen off, and I think he's a warrior, and I think he's wrong. I think BT is wrong about this, but you can't... I joke all the time. Tim Hill and Mark Leiter are up every single day. You can't pitch like that. Also, it goes back to the same thing. How many ground balls have you seen Mark Leiter give up through the left side of the infield?
Right.
Many.
Right. So you're saying with better defense over there?
Maybe.
Yeah. All right.
Maybe pitchers going a little longer. Maybe guys not pitching with bad forearms so that they have to go on the injured list.
Okay, here's why, and by the way, we're talking with Susan Wolman. Of course, you know that you're like the one voice I don't have to reset with. Everybody hears it. They know. BT's off, by the way, today. You know, he wanted to enjoy the holiday, wanted to come to the ballpark.
Of course he did.
Here's why I don't think it's that bad for the Yankees. The Mets are... Their pitching right now is a mess. And the Yankees' bats, Dominguez, Jazz, obviously Judge, we'll see how the Mets pitch to him, if they decide to or not. But I think the Yankees' bats are starting to wake up a little bit, even with the losses in Toronto. And the Mets' pitching right now, they just don't have any. Maybe this is a get-right series for the Yankees.
Maybe it is. Maybe it is. They should be able to get right against the Athletics or against Cincinnati. They should be able to get right against a lot of teams. Toronto is on a tear. I mean, everything is going right for them. Every substitute they have put in, every 23-year-old they brought in is Fisher, whatever his first name is. Fisher gave up his first run yesterday since he's been up in May. Everything is going right for them, those kinds of things. They should have been able to beat the Red Sox. I mean, who do you get right against?
Yeah. I know, but this pitching, like, this is where, you're right. And that's why I said, I think this weekend is bigger. I always love the Subway Series, but I think this weekend's bigger for the Yankees because if they don't pound the Mets pitching and win two out of three here, I don't know how they're going to turn it around.
All right, well, here's what Aaron Boone did talk to the team last night before we left, a little bit before we left Toronto. And what I got out of that was that he wants everybody to stay unfazed by this because everybody goes through it. And the Yankees have too. And I think a lot of it also is, Sal, last year they went through a stretch just like that and ended up in the World Series. So
Right. They've
done it before. And there are people in there that are, you know, this, I Paul Goldschmidt at 37 or whatever is out there early at 2 o'clock working on things. I saw him doing different kinds of drills. And then you see all of a sudden that's paying off. So they're trying to get it, but they are, I think, collectively unfazed, because that's what Aaron Judge does that better than anybody, but to know that yesterday is over, you have to turn the page, and you can feel terrible about yesterday, but you can't take it with you, and you have to be unfazed by it. You can't go emotionally one way or the other, and I don't think, you know, sometimes I don't understand it either. I actually said on the air that last night, these words have never come out of my mouth. I said, this game is absolutely excruciating. I mean, no, who says that? That's not very professional, Susan. But,
no, but it's honest. I mean, that's, to me,
you know,
that's
four
the best.
Games of this, my goodness.
Is Aaron Judge the best you've ever seen?
I idolize Ted Williams. Please don't make
aside
me
from Ted Williams. I forgot. Aside from Ted Williams.
You know, I don't know. Is he better than Kyle Yastrzemski? I don't know. Who didn't in 1967 won the Triple Crown and never hit a hit or a home run that wasn't important? I mean, there are people. I don't know. Is he better than Mickey Mantle?
I don't know. I mean, I'm asking you. To me, he's the best I've ever seen. Bonds would be the only other one. Maybe Griffey.
Were you a National League person? I never saw much of Bonds.
I was a National League person. You know, being a Mets fan growing up. And back then, it was really you only saw either the Mets or Yankees.
Well, let's have him when he finishes his career. And I'm in an old age home or something. You call me up and you ask me if he was the best I've ever seen.
Old age home, where are you going? We need you on Yankees Radio. Come on. By the way, happy anniversary. I know I texted you about this, but on The Fan, you know, July 1st, you
it's
were
a
the
long
first,
time.
The
yeah.
legendary first voice ever. That's a big deal.
Boy, it's a long time.
No matter what.
Do you know what I remember about that?
What?
Do you remember about that? You know, we were sitting in the studio and they say in Back of the Glass.
This was in Astoria.
Astoria. And everybody from WHN, is that what it was called? Yeah, WHN, where the Mets were then. They were all standing on the other side of the glass and I'm in this booth with television cameras and everything. And I'm looking at them and they're holding hands and they're crying. And all I remember, and I can still feel what I felt like, I thought as soon as I open my mouth, they will cease to exist. And it really got me. It really got me because they were crying and they were holding hands. And HN had been on a long time here. And I just remember that. And I just remember that a lot. I don't mean they personally, but, you know, the letters and what they did and everything they built. As soon as I opened my mouth, it became WFAN 1050.
And I went back and listened to that clip. And you knew the magnitude of what you were doing even in that moment. Forget about, obviously, the negative side of it. But for Fan taking off on what this could be, even in that moment.
Oh, absolutely.
You understood the magnitude of what this meant.
Well, I'm a pretty dramatic person. I mean, I did know. See, I always thought it was going to work. I didn't think went on getting national people was going to be good because I know they had, and Boston's a little town, as Ray Martell, sitting here, will tell you, but they had sports all the time, and I figured they could do it, and this city was made for it. They had two baseball teams and three hockey teams and two. I knew it was going to be a success, but other things had to happen. They had to stop having national people on talking about Nebraska football, or, you know, people don't want to hear that. They want to know about their team and what will affect their team in whatever sport, and there's enough to carry you through there. So once that started, and then of course Imus, when that was huge.
Yeah, Imus, and then for me it was Mike and the Dog.
But Mike and the Dog were part of that. We're going to rebrand it. This is a New York. Neither one of them you'd mistake for being from any place else.
Which is why we love him so much.
No, it was fabulous. It was a stroke of genius. It absolutely was. One, the walking encyclopedia, and the guy who was, you know, it was that Mad Dog.
Yeah. Right, the crazy, nutty Mad Dog.
But also an encyclopedia.
Yes, I know. And both those guys still going strong in their respective careers. Legends, you are a legend yourself, Susan. I know it was a late night and all that stuff. It took you a while to get here, too. So you got in at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
And then you had to drive to the ballpark. It's a long day for you. You going to be all right today? Hopefully the Yankees don't put
us to sleep. We'll find out.
And then what? Back home again, and then tomorrow another quick turnaround, kind of. Right? Because you have the odd 3 o'clock start. Tomorrow's 1 o'clock start.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have
4.
Yeah. Weird start times.
And then 4 tomorrow, and then 1 on Sunday.
Okay. All right.
And then a day off, and then Seattle and the Cubs, and then All-Star break.
And what are you doing in the All-Star break? You got anything planned?
I'm going to close my door and sit in my house with my dog and
enjoy some
not
alone
answer
time.
The phone. Yes. No, it's like people say, are you going to go someplace? And I'm trying to think, is there any place on this earth that I have actually not been that I want to go to? And I do nothing but travel for 9 months a year, so no.
Right.
Any place I can't get to in my car, I'm not going.
I was just trying to think, I wish I could get some alone time, but, you know, I got my wife and daughter there. It's hard to get the...
Well, whose fault is that?
Susan,
hey, come on.
Yeah. Well, as you know, my wife is impossible to please.
No, that's a terrible... You got to take that out of that. You know what?
People like that.
But every 5 times during the game?
I don't decide when to run.
What's next? Are you going to redo your bathroom next? How about the garage? Does that need doing?
Hey, whatever brings in money, we're okay with
that. And by the way, I am impossible to please, so your wife and I would get along really well.
And that's a good thing.
It is a very good thing.
Susan Waldman, you are the best. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it. Listen to Susan coming up right after us, 2:30 pregame.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.